Good morning, and thank you, Anthony Fest, for inviting me to the Morning Mix on KPFA for my vegan animal liberation commentary. Well, tomorrow is Halloween, isn't it? And, well, you know, it doesn't take a scary costume for me to look around at people and get really frightened. Perhaps it's my perspective as being a vegan for 29 years, but on Halloween, I just look around me and I see walking graveyards everywhere. Zombies who dine on death and snack on sacrifice. Well, look around you. Doesn't it make you want to run for your life from these walking humanoid cemeteries who bury cadaver after cadaver in their stomachs? Thousands of animals in their lifetime or death time. Wow, imagine the pile of dead animals around you who would be killed for your lifetime of eating corpse, huh? And then the people scream when the ghost of the diet of death return to haunt them with heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, and death itself, with at least 90% of fatal degenerative disease caused by consuming corpse and washing it down with the glandular drippings of creatures meant to develop horns and hooves, a long tail, four legs, but instead for the human zombie drinkers of cow's milk develop tumors. Well, maybe they're not zombies. They're more like blood-sucking vampires, huh? Who can easily satisfy their bloodthirsty cravings with the milk of a cow. After all, it is full of bloody pus cells called somatic cells. And here, have your milliliter of cow's milk. The USDA says it's grade A if it has up to 750,000 bloody pus cells per milliliter. And, oh, I want to suck your blood, huh? And the USDA statistics for 2010 show the average milliliter of cow's milk had 224,000 pussy white bloody cells. So, you know, and by the way, 1 milliliter equals 0.033 of an ounce and about 5 milliliters per teaspoon. So drink up, vampires. Wash down the, you know, the bloody cadavers that make you the mutant being that you are. Huh? You are what you eat, right? And or you are whom you eat, or you are what whom you eat eats, because actually, if you consume meat or dairy from most animals, it is a diet of mutant Monsanto soy and corn that has been fed to them. GMOs, genetically mutant organisms. You know, maybe we skip the milk chocolate Halloween treats and go for the vegan ones. I've mentioned some of the vegan candies available on the October 27th archive at goveganradio.com. And please remember, for the animals, eating their bodies and drinking their milk is a real-life horror story. The hatchet is sharp, the blood is real, and the screams are a plea for you to go vegan. Also, on the October 27th archive at goveganradio.com, well, some people put on a mask, you know, not for Halloween, but to liberate animals in actions that are seen to be outside the law. And you'll hear from Peter Young, the first person charged with animal enterprise terrorism for his Animal Liberation Front actions, releasing mink from fur farms. Also, the writer and associate producer of the movie Blackfish, Tim Zimmerman, a vegan, talks about the very popular documentary about SeaWorld orca abuse. That's the October 27th archive at goveganradio.com. Follow me on Twitter at GoVeganRadio. I'm Bob Linden. Peace now. Go vegan.